Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Wheel of Wickes, I think the key word was Jerome there in the Amshire, so good luck to you out in the freezing cold at the minute. Now, still to come, January is the toughest month financially for most after Christmas. Mrs. Smart Money herself, Kel Gallivan, will be here with calm, practical tips and New Year money management advice. The sparkles and the sequins are back as well. The ninth series of Dancing with the Stars, it began last night on the telly, so we'll catch up with the steps and the scores. And keep on trucking on the messages, 087-032-32-32 on the WhatsApp, what are you saying? Here about Michael Harding. I love Michael's book Midwinter. It gave me a new way of looking at the approach to winter, says Mary. Another one. I saw Michael in Stephen's Green and I was delighted to say hello to him. I'm looking forward to his live gig on Friday. His podcast is Bam to the Soul, says Dimpna. Sandra says she's listening to Michael Harding. I could listen to him all day and he makes so much sense. So there you go. And you can listen to more of him, National Concert Hall on Friday. And his podcast is also online. You look up Michael Harding, you'll find a no bother. He tells me he's heading into town just to look and see who's around, as per waiting. As per the message of waiting for the opportunities to arise to come to you in the new year. Now we're going to go up north for something a little bit different, and I'll give you a sample of where we're going to go here. I'll have to turn this bit thing here and press down.
I thought I heard the old man say, oh, John, can I like a new ride? Today, it's a Commodore's day. Oh, John, can I like a new ride?
What you're listening to there? Oh! That's the call and reply of the Causeway Shantymen, and it's a sea shanty group that were formed, believe it or not, online through Facebook. And Chris Miller is the captain of this shanty group and he joins us on the line. Captain Miller, we should call you, Chris.
Good afternoon, Oliver. Chris is just fine.
You're in Coleraine, up at the top of the country. What's the weather like?
That's correct, yeah. And the not so frozen north. We're not too bad here in the
Is it not too bad?
We're close to the coast, so we're always pretty kind here.
It's a north wind, you see, so maybe that's kind of blown off a bit of the frost.
Yeah, maybe so.
Are you affected by school closures and things like that in your life?
Oddly, we had a teacher training day today at my child's school, they planned that really well.
They did,
So I'm trying to work, and thankfully the grandparents are helping out today.
At what age is the child who's got the day off?
Oh, Stanley is seven.
So
he keeps us on our toes.
That's a lovely age for Christmas now, isn't it? Perfect.
It is. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think this year he's definitely more into it, understands what's going on and enjoys the family aspect as well, which is really nice.
Does young Stanley know what a sea shanty is at this stage? Does he like it? Does he like
Stanley
the sound?
He knows all too well what a sea shanty is. he knows the word of pretty much every shanty better than some of my singers do. And he loves it. It's interesting hearing a seven-year-old singing a bit of a grog and, life on the dock side.
Well, it seems to suit them, doesn't it? Come here, you're the captain of the group, so I presume that means you've to put them all together.
A bit of that, yeah. I guess I help with the music as my main duty, along with the rest of the committee, we've got four other guys who help out then as well. We keep the whole thing rolling along. But I'd be the one who's kind of worrying about the guys and get them into position for performing and all that kind of thing.
And you're not a seafaring man.
I've been on the sea. We say that if you want to be a shanty man, as long as you've maybe seen a picture of the sea, that helps.
That's the only requirement.
But yeah, I'm not a sailor, but we do have plenty of sea, like maritime interests. We've got guys who have sailed in curraghs around Ireland. We have guys who build hand strip kayaks and canoes and all kinds of things. So yeah, there's a big maritime feel across the north coast here. Obviously,
they'd be well qualified, those fellas, isn't they?
Oh, definitely. They put me to shame, that's for sure.
In the shanty group. And come here, you do, your job is in heritage and culture, I believe.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I work for the Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust, based around the North Coast. So we look after the areas of outstanding natural beauty and promote them and try and protect them as best we can. So that includes the likes of the Giant's Causeway the Benevena Mountains, and the Antrim Coast is absolutely gorgeous. So I'm lucky enough to work in that section.
That's busy all year round these days, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And those, you want to keep communities taken over with projects and different things. And certainly if you've got a bigger funding packet for a couple of years, you've got to think ahead and keep things going all year round,
Is that part of the British National Trust or is it a separate thing?
Yeah, the National Trust have a section of the UNESCO heritage site in the Causeway, and then they've got a few more properties along the coast, such as Cushion Dun is quite a famous town they have there too, and a few other sites. Yeah, so we work with the Trust as well, which is nice.
So you're well imbued in culture and all of that. So when you put together the Sea Shanty Group, it was kind of a post on Facebook, wasn't it, that gathered people who were into it?
That's right. I mean, I confess it wasn't me that started off. I always thought that the North Coast needed a shanty group, but it was a local guy in Portrush, Barry Torrens, who said, "Why does the North Coast not have a sea shanty group? We have such great heritage here. We have multiple harbours and lots of men who were probably looking for something to do." So the Facebook post went up and it said, "Look, let's meet in the yacht club on a Wednesday night in a wintry March." Barry was there with a songbook he'd put together, and we just got started and started singing, and it's just been a roller coaster since that first night, pretty much.
I gather it was a lot of wives sent the men out.
Yeah, I think the Facebook messages basically said, take my husband, please get him out of the house. So, but yeah, we have lots of guys from so many different walks of life, and you know, the well-being aspect of what we do in terms of, you know, we talk about getting out of the house, but we kind of created an instant brotherhood, really, with the shanty men, where everybody looks after each other. Everybody understands the value of singing together, and we've all got each other's back. So, yeah, it's a really good aspect of it, too.
You, Chris, have been in choirs before in Ulster University, so I presume very good choirs. How is the shanty world seen among the choirs?
Well, in fairness, now I was in university staff choir, which was another really great well-being project to get people, you know, out of their offices at lunchtime and get everybody singing.
Brilliant
idea. I'd never say I've sung at a high level particularly. The shanty's different in that it's call and response. You don't have your traditional parts in terms of your sopranos and your altos and all that, so we don't have to organise the same way. I think if you called the guys a choir, you'd probably get a few strong words in your ear about it. I don't know what we are, but we're not a choir. We're a collective of roustabouts, kind of, is what we put ourselves forward as. We've been to the Derry Choir Festival, for example, and put our toe on the line there and sung with some of the other groups. And we've all had great fun and been made very welcome with other groups too. So, yeah.
It's curious where the sea shanty, the history of it even comes from. It's centuries, isn't it?
It's centuries, yeah. It's the time of sail. It's really, I suppose, traditionally ended because we don't have sail as much. It's all, you know, whatever powered now by diesel. They started as work songs, really, and have gone on from there. So it's about having a rhythm and a song to help you wind the halyard, to pull up the anchor, or to pull up the topsail, or to pump the bilges and all these kind of things. So shanties all have different rhythms and kind of different subjects as well. But the beauty of them is they travelled from, you know, let's say Birmingham or wherever, and then over to Trinidad. And, you know, they might hear the dock workers singing a verse of something of a different plantation song. And then it would be added and brought back. So there's a real mix of genres and subjects. And if you were on deck, you might be the shanty man, and you might think, well, the captain's been a bit of a tube this week. And you add in a verse that would reflect kind of his behavior, so it hides kind of mutiny very well. Or you might carry the news of the day, so, you know, there's verses about Napoleon losing his head and all kinds of things that are added in. So it was a you know, an early progenitor to the internet news and all that kind of stuff.
It was also very big for morale, so it's still doing that, isn't it? I mean, it must be a lovely atmosphere when you get the fellas together and they're singing in the dark.
Very much so, yeah. So just for the guys themselves, you know, it's a real morale booster, and certainly, you know, on a winter's night, and you're just, you know, it's so organic that you can start a line and everybody will pick it up and everybody joins in. But then also we've sung for other, you know, groups maybe, or even just audiences we see at festivals. Whenever you see their eyes light up when they realise, oh, that's what this is how it works, and the call and responses start coming, then, you know, it does really engage everybody really well.
Involved. And you're closely associated with the RNLI?
Yes, we're very proud of our association with the RNLI. So Portrush is a busy station here on the North Coast, and then we also have Red Bay around in Cushendall. So yeah, we're a water safety ambassador for the RNLI. So we promote their float to live message when we can at our performances. And I think you know, living on the coast, you see the real value of the RNLI, and everybody who's ever been on the beach has maybe seen somebody pulled out of the water, or, you know, you hear about some of the tragedies and the amazing rescues that happen out at sea in these areas. So, you know, the value of the RNLI can't be underestimated. We love getting out and doing, we do like a pub session gig, for example. We'll take our buckets for the RNLI and get them filled up. And, you know, people are so generous around communities for what the RNLI do as well. So, we love supporting them.
You must be thinking of sea shanties and writing your own at this stage, particularly for the North Coast.
We're lucky enough to have an erstwhile poet in our ranks who helped us write a North Coast based shanty, kind of to the tune of South Australia, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And then we've got somebody else who has modified a shanty about Bushmills Town, where the famous whiskey comes from.
Makes sense.
About some local heritage there. There was a great story about Lady Florence who met her beau, but he was a bit rough and ready, and the beau promised that he would give up the drink. So it's a song all about abstaining, you know, but only for a little while, possibly. And so, yeah, we enjoy that.
You've got big hopes for the year ahead. There's an album.
There's an album. There's funding. The Arts Council and I have been really generous and have given us some funding to, I guess, tell a bit of a story about the North Coast, to sort of speak to the RNLI and interview them a bit, shoot some videos in the area, maybe around the RNLI station, and then do a bit of recording as well. So it's a new world to us, so we're just trying to figure out how all those moving parts work. So we've got that ahead of us for the year. We'll probably try and shoot the videos and the audio and everything first, maybe with some better weather. And then, yeah, we're just waiting for all our gig program to kind of filter in, you know. So the world is our oyster, definitely.
Carmel is onto us and says, as it happens, I watched a film over Christmas called Fisherman's Friends about a shanty group from Cornwall, England.
Yes.
I love a lovely film, and I love shanty singing now, I think, says Carmel.
Brilliant. Yeah, the Fisherman's Friends are a real inspiration. I think they're probably the most popular sea shanty group across the area. We do some of the same songs that they would do as well. Mm-hmm. They've got a really interesting story, but ideally we'd like to get to Cornwall, you know, and be part of their festival or something like that. That's a good one for the list, I think.
It has appeared in films, hasn't it, and given a bit of encouragement for younger people.
It has, yeah. So there was a series of computer games called Assassin's Creed that came out a few years ago, and they were all set aboard ships, and they were a really popular way for guys and kids of a certain age to get into sea shanties. So, you know, artists or sea shanty performers would talk about going to a gig and seeing this group of, you know, salty sailors, and then there's this big age gap, and then there's these teenagers who are all singing along. So it's a real interesting mix of the cross section, I suppose, you know.
And you're not looking for new shanty men or shanty singers at the moment?
We're between and betwixt. Yeah, we've reached 30 at the minute on our books, and we're kind of just thinking about venues. And yeah, it can be quite tough to get the right venue. And then if you want to go to perform somewhere, and you tell a small pub you've got 30 guys, you know, that's a big round. Also, it's just getting the space and remaining safe and able to be mobile a bit, you know. So we're just trying to figure all that out. It's new, and you know, the opportunities out there are new, so we're just taking them one at a time. And if we've got room for more people eventually, then certainly we can grow a bit more, you know.
Well, in the meantime, we can follow the Causeway Shantymen on Instagram, Causeway Shantymen, the simple place, or the causewayshantymen.co.uk is the website.
But correct, that's right. Yeah.
Chris Miller, thank you so much for the chat.
Oliver, thank you very much.
And good luck for the day in the cold up there in Coleraine.
We'll defrost soon, I'm sure, but thank you very much. Keep safe.
Thanks so much. You too.
Bye.
Thanks, Chris.